The missing pearl. Marina looked at the giant pearl and sighed. It was the most beautiful thing she'd ever seen. According to legend, anyone who owned a pearl would never grow old and could swim the oceans forever. Sharks guarded it day and night. The magical pearl was first prize in King Neptune's Great Seahorse Race. The event was part of the king's 100th birthday celebrations. Marina was sure that she and her seahorse Swish could win. Marina had been preparing for months with Scuba, excuse you, that's not in the book, Zella, with Scuba, her trainer. Make sure Swish has an early night, she told him. As Marina swam off, a sneaky looking pair sneaked out from behind a rock. Our slow coach of a seahorse won't stand a chance against Swish, whispered Sid the squid. And Marina is the ocean's best rider. The mermaid by his side flicked her tail and gave a wicked smile. We'll see about that, she said. What are you going to do, Storm? Asked Sid. I have a plan that can't fail, she replied. And that pearl is as good as ours. The next morning, the seahorses and their riders lined up for the big race. Marina gently stroked Swish's neck. You can do it, boy, she whispered. Storm looked across smugly at Marina. Then she turned and winked at her trainer. Sid winked back and he swam away. The prawn starter lowered his flag. That's very good. Lowered his flag and they were off. Soon Swish and Marina were way out ahead of the others. But Storm didn't look worried by Marina's lead. As Marina passed a coral reef, a cloud of thick black ink shot out in front of her. Quick as a flash, Swish leaped over the top. Marina lost hold of the reins as he sailed over the ink cloud. The others spotted the hazard ahead and they swerved quickly past. You're lucky you're such a good jumper, Swish, said Marina as she took the reins again. But as they raced off, she just spotted an inky tentacle dart back into the coral. They soon caught up and were neck and neck with Storm as the finish line came in sight, and with a final burst, Swish sped forward to win. Everyone clustered around to congratulate Marina, except for Storm, that is. She was busy whispering something to Sid, who slithered off quickly. A few months later, they were all in the cabin of the old shipwreck for the prize-giving ceremony. But they were in for a shock. The pearl had gone. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, it doesn't say that. The music, obviously. The shark guard searched everywhere, but the pearl was nowhere to be seen. It must have been stolen, cried Scuba. But how? Asked Tootie, the guard. This room was locked. The second guard pointed to a tiny porthole. That's the only other way in and out. But it's too small to get the pearl through, said Sid. Then it must have been taken before we locked up, said Tootie. Who was the last one alone with the pearl, asked Storm, with a glint in her eye. Tootie pointed a fin at Marina. She only took part in the race so we wouldn't suspect her, sneered Storm. Yeah, added Sid, waving his tentacles. She only won by chance. Marina desperately tried to think of a way to prove her innocence. Suddenly, Sid's dirty tentacle gave her an idea. I think the pearl is still in this room, she cried, pointing at a pile of old cannonballs. She frantically rubbed each one of them with her seaweed necklace. Look, this one isn't a cannonball at all, she declared. The pearl, gasped the crowd, covered in squid ink, added Marina, staring at Sid. She made me do it, cried Sid, pointing at Storm. I had to disguise the pearl so Storm could collect it later. Shush, you stupid squid, yelled Storm, but it was too late. The two crooks were led away and Marina was presented with her magical pearly prize. Della's asleep. Bye-bye.